Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for everyone named Rosh Shiyichyu, for Binyamin Simcha ben Adina Minyan, Yitzchak Michiel ben Esther, from Yosef Moshe Chaim, Velchalei Abbas Sarli Abbas Rivka. They should all have Prius Hashleima and Bracha Batzlacha, Choma Sedem, Moshe ben Peshedina. We're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim based on the Torah of Mar and Rosh HaYeshiva of Mizatzal. It says in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Ki Aza Kamavis Ahava, Koshe Kishol Kina, as strong as death is love, as difficult as the grave is jealousy, Rishafeh HaRishpei Eish Shal Heves Yo. The coals are coals of fire, and there's a Shal Heves Ka, there's a really strong fire. This description of Shal Heves Ka, a fire of Yud and Nehei, of Shem Hashem, is trying to emphasize, is trying to enlarge this inyan of Ava and Kina of Kedusha. Not only is love so strong, kin is so sharp, but it's described with God's name, Shal Heves Ka, fire of God. You find that elsewhere. Tzitkoscha kaharei kel, that your righteousness are like mountains of God. So there it's using Shem Hashem kel. Here it's Shal Heves Ka, Yud and Nehei. So why here are we using this term of Yud and Nehei? Why specifically here? So first let's explain the pasuk in general. Ava of Kedusha is stronger than the Ratzon for life, because it brings to a matzav of Yehari Val Yavor. It says, Ve'avta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha. One has to die for God out of love, if necessary. The Ava of Kedusha overpowers the Koach of life, just like Mavis, just like death, can overcome the power of life. So that's the Azik Mavis Ahava. Strong like death. Love can even overpower death when they're in conflict. One dies for God. But what is the meaning of the term Kosha Kisha'ol Kina? That it's as difficult as the grave. Jealousy is as difficult as the grave. So the definition of kina is based on the pasuk Rekev Atzamos Kina, that kina causes a rotting of the bones. Sinan Kas might cause rotting in the flesh, in the sinews, but it doesn't get Bizdim Baimel till the bones, segaita rein in beiner rein. Kina goes into the atzamos, rekav atzamos kina, gets into the bones. Why is that? The hargasha of the mid of kina says that the other person is standing in the place where I should have been. That's kina, that's jealousy. Jealousy is you are in a place that's royally, that's fitting for me. Haboel aramis kanaim pogimbo. If one has bia with a gaisha woman, the din is that kanaim are allowed to harm him. Kina is aroused where the aramis is coming in place of the bas Yisrael. There should really be a Jewish girl with this man, but instead you have the non-Jewish girl. Aramis habavlada kamosa. When it comes to an Aramis, this non-Jewish woman, and she has a baby, the baby adopts the religion of her mother, not of the Jewish father. So that's kina. Kanaim pogimbo, because you should have been with a Jewish woman, not with a non-Jewish woman. So this place was right for me, meaning as part of the collective of the Jewish people. And instead you're giving this over to a guy that gets into the bones. The place that was fitting for me, for my Anochi, for my Atzmius, was now given to somebody else. Person feels it deep in his bones that his place is being taken. And since this Hargasha touches my Atzmius, my essential self, it burns in my bones. Because B'lashon HaKodesh, Etzem v'Atzmius are of one Shoresh. Bones are the most fundamental layer. The skeleton of a person gets deep into his bones of who he is. So the reason kina gets to the bones is because a person's atzmius is misbattled. If he sees that somebody takes his wife, he feels part of his wife, part of him. He's taking away part of me. A person gets a job, he thinks that job was for me. I should have been the CEO, not him. So if that's the way he feels, it gets into his bones. He's taking my place, part of his atzmius, his essential self. And therefore it emerges that when the midah of kinah of kedusha is aroused, like we find by Yosef HaTzadik, by Yonas Vayetze HaChutza, that he ran away from the Aramis, from Meshes Potiphar, who was trying to seduce him. He didn't want to be nichshel in Boel Aramis. So since we know that a Boel Aramis kanoim pogim bo, and here he showed this mid of kanos to run away from this Aramis, and that merit is atzamos, his bones were zochet the kvura by Moshe Rabbeinu, special tipul by Moshe. Vayikach Moshe, he didn't bury him, but he took with him the bones. Vayikach Moshe, it's atzmos Yosef imo. He took the bones of Yosef with him. Shmos Yud Gimel. So instead of the atzmos, rotting through stam kina, the kina of kedusha strengthens those atzmos. And now it gets special tipul, special treatment by Moshe Rabbeinu. The place of the rotting of the bones is b'sheol tachtis. It's deep in the ground. And therefore we can understand the Hemshech HaPasuk. Just like Ava competes with death in their power over life, Ava is stronger than life and death is stronger than life. Azekamavasa Ava, love for God can be as strong as death because it can stop life. So too kin of Kedusha competes with Sheol, with the grave, because Sheol rots the bones, whereas kina of Kedusha gives the bones life, preserves the bones. So that's the competition. Sheol rots bones, and kina of Kedusha, like we have by Yosef, preserves the bones. And the koach of kina can compete with the difficult koach of Sheol, and it can protect a person's bones from rotting in the Sheol, in the grave. And the makor and the sharish of kin of Kedusha b'chlal is in the pasuk ki yad al keis ka. Kol zman she'amalek ba'olam ein malchuso yizbarach shleima. As long as Amalek is in the world, the malchus of Hashem is not complete. Amalek puts itself in a place where he's mevatel his galus malchus shemayim, Yad al Keis Ka. Chazal say that means that his hand is on the chair of God. As long as there's a Malek, is Mevatel Malchus Shemayim. And with him is a Cheshbon of Kina Midor Lador. Melchama LaHashem BaAmalek Midor Dor. We wage war against him from generation to generation. Therefore, the pasuk that comes to describe the harshness of Kina, how strong and powerful Kina is, we use the shem Ka Yudin and Ahei, which is the Shoresh of Kina. Because Kina, the Shoresh of Kina, is an Amalek. Amalek is Mevatel, his galus called Malchus Shemayim. Therefore, by Amalek, he had all case Ka, case Yudin and Ahei. Amalek is Monea, his galus called Shemayim, and there the term used is the Yudin and Ahei name. And that's where our Kina comes in, because he's putting himself in the place of what Malchus Shemayim is supposed to be. And therefore, when talking about Kina, Pasuk uses the term Ka, Rishafer, Rishpei Eish, Shalheves, Ka. This Kina is so strong, it's like a fire of God, because the Ka here is Matim for Kina, as we find by Amalek, about whom we have Kina, because he's Mevatel, Gal's Kol Mashram, he's standing in the place of Malchus Shemayim, which arouses Kina, and there it says, Ki Yad Al Keis, and then a Yud, and a Hey. Hadvarim Hayu Niflaim, Hashem, and we will continue next time. Shalom, shalom, Belineder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.